Are we getting feedback from something? Oh.
Okay. So let's try the Gemara. Yeah, so what do we see? We saw in the Gemara that you have to be Vedic by night. Because the Rabban in Lachamis later on in Daches, he says in Afkamina between the two time of the Gemara, and the time of Ora Ner Yofel Abdiko. He says, what if somebody wants to be Vedic, you'd gimel in the morning. The morning of the night of Bdikas Chametz. Says the Rabban, as Bishoshim Yodam Mitzvim Vatayim, it will be fine. Bishoshim Yodam Mitzvim Vatayim means don't wait till the morning of the 14th. We want you to do it already, Lel Yudalid, because that's when people are home and available. But if you want to be Makdim, that would not be an impediment. I think you could do it earlier than that. Chazal would convey the most convenient time. If you want to be, so to be Ma'achid that time of Adi, not allowed. This is the time that's convenient. Chazal, we're afraid if you're not going to do it at that time, maybe you won't do it. But to do it earlier than that time wouldn't be a problem. But that would not be allowed. Because, by day, you can't be by the Aron there as well. Mute everybody. Place can speak out. The place can speak out that. That if you want to be Vedic, Lel Yud Gimel, that's not okay. Lel Yud Gimel, Lel Yud Beis, that's not mutter. Because then you have the Ora Ner Yofel Abdiko, and it's not a shter to b'shoshin yodim mitzvim v'tayim, so that would not be mutter l'chatchilo. The only thing is that there's a shah if you make a bracha on such a bdiko. So they say if you're going to do it that way, you should leave over at least some of the house to be Vedic Lel Yud Dalad. But if somebody has a big house and it's hard to be Vedic properly, though, everything Lel Yud Dalad, you could do some of the rooms on Lel Yud Gimel, Lel Yud Beis. And then the last night, the bracha, you'll make the last night from the part that's not yet bought. And the Gemara says, "Vayta, Amar Rabbi Hilka Chay Tzumi Rabbanu Leiliftach Beidnei Beursu the Tleisa the Nagi Arbeisa Dumi Mashkele Shmaitzei Beoslim Nui Mi Mitzvah." So therefore, says the Gemara, a Talmud Chacham should not sit down to learn Beidnei Beursu the Tleisa the Nagi Arbeisa, because we're afraid that he'll be Nimshach and he won't be Beidik properly this man. Zogt Rashi, Leivtach beidna loyasla begirso, Mekova eis letoyer beleilois, loyasla lisasik bishmaisa buusud tleis nogi arbeisa, lel yitzias yigimul, shud knisish yidal, lel bdikas chomets. So Rashi says, it's going on lel bdikas chomets, the night of Yudalid, by nightfall of Yudalid, he shouldn't sit down to learn, because we're afraid that he'll be nimshach. So, Chayitz Maduik and Rashi, it's only because we're afraid he's going to be Nimshach, but not because he's missing the Zman now. In other words, it's Mashmah Rashi like this, Be'emis the Zman is called a Laila. It doesn't have to be B'tchilas HaLaila. But you shouldn't sit down to learn B'tchilas HaLaila because maybe you'll be Nimshach and you'll learn through the night and you won't be Vedic at all. But it's Maduik and Rashi, it's not that the Zman is Be'etzim B'tchilas HaLaila. If this man was be'esim b'tchilas alaylo, then why would I have to come on to the chashav shemi yimoshech? Forget shemi yimoshech. He's not doing the b'dik of his man because the b'dik of his man is b'tchilas alaylo. So b'dik and Rashi is b'dik of this man. B'dik is not b'tchilas alaylo. This man b'dik is kol alaylo. But you shouldn't sit down to learn b'tchilas alaylo because you might be nimshach. In Rambam, it's mashma otherwise.
I'm Rabbi.
Yeah.
I don't understand the diak Rabbi is making from Rashi.
Because Rashi says this man that we're talking about is Knisus Yudalid. That means this man that we're talking about that is Batam Chalkin shouldn't sit down to learn, and when it's already Knisus Yudalid. And yet, it's only Chash Shemi Yimoshech, but if it wasn't for the Shemi Yimoshech, if we knew that this guy doesn't like to learn and he's going to stop after half an hour, then it wouldn't be a problem. It's only Al Shemi Yimoshech. You'll see in a second the contrast to the Rambam, and that's really why what I want to bring up. Because the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, so the Rambam says, Mitzvah esim v'natoyer l'hashbis hacham, this is the beginning of Perek Beis. Mitzvah esim v'natoyer l'hashbis hacham is kaidim z'man isra achilas. Shneem rabiyam rishin tashbisu sar mi v'teichem. This is a mitzvah tashbisu. Mipi ha-shmu lomdu sh'rishin zehu yeim ar-bosa. So the din of tashbisu is v'yidal. V'ayil dover zeh shekosu b'toyer l'tishkat hacham is dam zifri. Right. Skip a little bit. U'mai ha-shbosu zu amur b'toyer, what is tashbisu? What is this ha-shbosa? She'ivat l'acham is b'libay v'yachshav v'yisik ha-ofer v'yosim b'libay sh'em rishus ha-cham is klah. So Ram says the Tashbisu midiraisa is bitul. It's interesting. The Ram doesn't have bidika as a deraisa at all. In the Ram, the Moshul, the Ram said, other Rishonim also, midiraisa, you have a choice. You could do bitul or you could do bidika bir. And the Ram, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, but just we happen to be mentioning it, so we're passing it by. I'm just pointing it out. The Ram doesn't have that. The Ram says the Mrs. Tashbisu midiraisut mashman. The Ram is bittul and bittul only. Chayotel the sheriff in the Gemara. The Gemara keeps saying that bittul is drabonon because midiraisa be bittul. The dika rather is drabonon because midiraisa be bittul be al masagi. So mashman the Gemara that without bittul there would be a dika deraisa. That's why all the Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say that there's a root. The Ram we saw some chater lechazokas. There's a root of bdika too. You don't have to do bittul. If you don't want bittul, may be easier, but bittul is an option. You don't have to do bittul. You could do bdiku bir. The Ram is mashma that bittul is a din deraisa. That's the way. That's what the Torah prescribes. That's how you have to do tashbisu. Umidivei seifrim says the Ram. Midrabon and lechaper achar chometz b'machbuay subechayim v'livdei kolaytziyim mikol gulay. They have to be baidik to chometz and be maitzi mikol gulay. That's a din of beer. V'chein midivei seifrim, she'baitkin u'mashbisin ha'chomets ba'layla, mitchilus lel yedalad l'or aner. Ram zagosha, mitchilus lel yedalad. Now, I guess you could read it, mitchilus lel yedalad means the time begins mitchilus lel yedalad and on, and you could do it any time during the night. There's really two ways to read Ram. What does Ram mean from Tchilus Lel Yadalad? Does he mean, say, when is this Matan Ma'ariv? From Tzeisek Echavim till Chatzos or through the night. So the Ram means, Alderech Zeh, this Matan of Dikas Chometz is from the Tchilus Lel Yadalad and through the night. Not so much from that way. The Ram should say that the Chiv, Shebait Gnum Ashbishan Achometz, Balailo, Belel Yadalad. If it's Tzeisek, if the Chiv is Belel Yadalad, so it's from the beginning to the end. The Lashon Rama Mitchilas Lel Yadalad, I think, is more mashma. You have to start being baidik Mitchilas Alayla. The bdika could be nimshach late. It could be nimshach the whole night if you want. But the hascholas habdika should be Belel Yadalad. In the Ravid, in the Asogas and the Balamor, says the way beferish that the Ravid says that that's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Or and not Laila, because it means Tchilas Alayla. Or is mashma Tchilas Alayla when it's still not totally dark outside. The Ravid also, yeah.
Isn't it mashma from the Gemara that you shouldn't start learning at the beginning of the night because you might be
mashma? Oh, we'll see in a second. That's exactly the point. Hold on. So he goes on the Rambam and explains the reason. Then the Rambam continues. And therefore, you shouldn't sit down to learn at the end of your Gimel. The Rambam doesn't say you shouldn't sit down to learn at the beginning of your Dalet. The beginning of Yidalad, of course you can't sit down to learn this. This is Manabdik itself. It's not a Shema Yimoshech. The Ram learns the Shema Yimoshech. That's how he read the Gemara. The Gemara is an Ursa, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara had this elaborate Lashon. That the Ursa, the Tleister, the Nogi Arbesar. The evening of the 13th going into the 14th. So Rashi learned it means Knesis Tchilas Lel Yidalad. The Ram lives, no, it means Seif Yigimel. I know exactly what the Shir is. I know exactly what it is. But it's Seif Yigimel. It's not yet this man of Dikas Chametz. In order that, when the Tchilas Lel Yadalad starts, you should start the Dikas Mitchilas HaLayim. So, it's not two Shittas. Rashi learns the Gemara that this man is the whole night through. And if we shouldn't start learning at the beginning of the night, because maybe you'll be nimshach the whole night through, like the skenim of Bnei Brak. Actually, both talmidim for amulehem, you miss because chametz. And according to the Rambam, this man is betchilas mitchilas al yadal to start being baidik betchilas alayla, and therefore you shouldn't sit down to learn earlier than that. B'sayif yomi gimel, so that because then you might miss the moment of betchilas alayla when you're supposed to start being baidik. Okay, let's see later. My name is Nachum Bayitzchak. I'm asking advice to chaver b'yadal al milutak. Somebody rented out to his a house to his friend, but you doubt it. Shalom Yishalim, what does it mean, but you doubt it? Tosis learns, but you doubt it means he did it on you doubt it. Kilo, if he did it on your gimel, then we wouldn't have the bay. Then it would be posted that it's ala seichel liftik. The bay is because he waited till you doubt it. That's why we have the bay. And we'll see Tosis mahalach al pizeh. I mean, lefi Tosis, I mean, it's a spoiler alert, but the feet tesis, it's pushed to the Gemara that Be'emes really should be ala seichel liftik. We'll see when we get to tesis more, but the tesis learns that the past decision should be ala seichel liftik. Because he's the one who shem yovel la'ochle. Tesis doesn't speak it out. Other shem speak it out. Preferish and tesis rosh. He's the one who has the shem yovel la'ochle. The baya is if you would have been rented a timbi at gimel avar ala seichel liftik. He's the one who's living there. Betchilas lel yedalad. At this man Abdika, he's the one who's living there already. He has the Shema Yovel Ochle. Yavada the Chil would be on the Seichel. The Shail is by he waited till Yidalid. Since he waited till Yidalid, so maybe since Betchilas Lel, since Balaylo, he had not yet rented it out to the Seichel. Maybe he knows that he's planning to, but he hadn't yet rented it out to the Seichel. So Mimela, that's the Shail Gemara. The mask is still there. The since the Chil was Chal on the mask here, Betchilas Alaylo, so maybe it stays on the mask. And we'll see when we get to Tosis more. And Rashi, there's no remnants to that. Those are the study of Sofik, that is because the mask was there, but Chilas HaLayla, so it was Chalanim. Later on in the Achrola HaLocha, Rashi has that it plays a role. But in the Bay itself, Rashi doesn't have that playing a role at all. L'chayr, Rashi learns that B'yadalad, at this stage in the Gemara, B'yadalad doesn't mean that he waited till Yadalad to be mask. It means, like the Ran says, that he rented it. He rented on Yigimel, but he rented it for Yadalad. Meaning they're getting it, he rented out before Lel Bdikas Chametz. But the rental was gonna be in place. He rented it for Yadalad, so that when Yadalad comes, there's a masker and a seicha. He rented it before Yadalad, but it was Litzorich Yadalad. He didn't rent it only for Yigimel. He rented it on Yigimel, Litzorich Yadalad. So now we want to know, comes Yadalad, I'm me lived like, Betchilas Lel Yadalad. There's already a masker and a seicha. So what are the study of Sofik? Zot Rashi. Well, let's see the Gemara first. Ala masker lived like the Chamir Yidehu. I do him ala seicha lived like the Surah B'Shusekoi. Zot Rashi, the Chamir Yidehu, HaChomesh Shabbai Shaloi. The Chomesh, we assume, belongs to the masker. On the other hand, right now the house belongs to the seicha. So that's a little bit funny. The emes doesn't belong to the seicha. The gemara says in Avodah Zarah that's also later on in Gemara by us that schiris lo kanya. If you want to know who does the house belong to, it belongs to the masker, not to the secher. The kinyan aguf belongs to the masker, not to the secher. So Rashi means, but le'inyan b'alirah b'imotzi, it's called that it belongs to the secher. There's a gemara later on, I think, the gemara says, let's say you have chometz of a goy that you're makabal of a chrayis. So there's a cost of your b'alirah b'imotzi, even on goy shechometz, that you're makabal of chrayis. But you then rented the place where the chometz is to back to the goy. So the Gemara says you're not over, because even though you're Mekabel HaChayis, but since it's not in your Rishus, you're not over. So the Gemara says, why is it not in your Rishus? It's curious like Kanya. It is your Rishus. The bias belongs to the masker, not to the Seicher. So the Gemara says, no, but the Lashon Torah is Lo Yimotzei. It's Motzei by the Seicher, not by the masker. So you see, that's an idea that when it comes to Bal Yorah by Yimotzei, even Schiris is enough. As far as being Motzei is concerned, in Gidri Bal Yorah by Yimotzei, the Chometz is Motzei by the Seicher, not by the masker. So maybe that's what Rashi means at the Bayis Shaloi. He means le'inyan v'ayol b'yimotzi at the Bayis Shaloi. Maybe that's what Rashi means.
Rabbi.
Again, you have to be careful because Rashi's at pains later on to say that this is not a Gemara, but b'yimotzi b'yimotzi. That's the right Rashi b'hemshach. This is not a, Rashi learns this is not a Gemara about Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi, because Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi you took care of with the Bittul. It's a Gemara about the Torah Zal Mimutl. So I don't want to inject too much Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi into the terms of the Shaila. I don't know. It's a little bit difficult, Rashi, what Rashi means with the words Atah Habayah Shaloi. But Kaponim, let's just take a minimalist right now. What does it say? It says that the study of Safakar, we have two people, a Masker and a Seicher. Each one has a different connection to the Chometz. The master's connection to the chametz is that the chametz belongs to him, chamir didei. The seicher has a connection to the chametz that the chametz is in his rishus. What Rashi calls habayah shaloi. So who, therefore, Rashi is going to say later on, tayer chazal mimutl, and whom were chazal matel the chiyub dikas chametz. There's a din yet to be baidik the chametz. So were they matel the din to be baidik the chametz on the one who owns the chametz, or on the one in whose bias the chametz is? That's how Rashi presents, based on the language of the Gemara. That's how those are the study habayah. Askamas Rishonim, I think all the Rishonim say that we're not dealing with the case of Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi Midiraisa, which Rashi is beferish, or the other Rishonim also speak it out, because you did Bittul already. So it's not a Gemara about Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi. If there was an issue here of Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi, Stama Hakdama to know. Let's say there was over here Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi. Let's say the guy wasn't, nobody was Mavatul. Who would violate Bar Yorah and Bar Yimotzi, the master of the Seicher? So this is a big tumult in Rishonim and Achonim. The Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz say, Mashal also learns this way, and is that the master will be able. The Chometz belongs to the master.
David?
Yeah.
Do you also have to say that the master, it's not enough that just as Chometz, because you still have to say the master owns the house?
So that's different nuschais. The Mashal says that the master is over by Yorah Bar Yimotzi because it's his chometz and he owns the house. Kilo, you need the ingredient of it. That's also the stam machlekes yishanim. Let's say I have chometz that I own and it's sitting by somebody else's in a goy's rishus or sitting stam my rishus. So am I over by Yorah Bar Yimotzi? That's a big machlekes yishanim. By Kabbalah Sacharayas, the Gemara of the Ferish, if I have Goyish Chomis on which I was, this is not our sugi right now. And there's no need for us to get involved with this right now. It's too many, we're going to have enough details to be holding on to as it is. But I'll just mention that that's Chomis of a Goyish Kabbalah Sacharayas, and then you put it away and not into your Rishos. That thing must be Ferish, not over. But what about Chomis that's mamash yours, but it's not in your Rishos? So some Rishonim say, you're also not over, because it has to be in your Rishos in order to be over. You have to have both things. It has to be yours, and it has to be in your rishus. The other Rishonim learned that no, chometz that's mamish yours, even if it's not in your rishus yoyva. So those Rishonim were holding that the master is yoyva, the Teis Rosh, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, the Mashal learns in Rashi this way, that the master is yoyva by Rabbi Motzei. So they could be said in two flavors. The Teis Rosh and Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, they just say the master is yoyva because it's his chometz. They don't spell out, but what about it's not in his rishus? That's exactly what they hold. I have to check inside if there's a remez, but as far as I know, they don't. As far as I remember, they don't say. But the remez is I've been working more in Rashi and Tosfos meanwhile, so I don't remember it so clearly. So it's worth checking. But I think they just say it's tam. The mashal adds that it belongs to the masker and it's in his house. Kilu, that's called in his rishus. Even though the masker entered out to the seicher, it's not mamish in his rishus. But he has enough shaychus to the house. It's a little bit not so clear. Manushach. It's not mamish, the mask is rishus. You see, by Goyish Chometz, if you rent it out, it's not called in your rishus. Loyadeh, but just, you should know, the Mashal says the mask, what's important to us is, there's a school of thought that holds that the mask is over by Rabbi Motzei, it's his Chometz, the Mashal adds, and it's his house, that's so clear if you need that, and if you need that, how exactly does it work? But Al Kaponim, there's a school of thought that the mask is over by Rabbi Motzei. There's a school
How does the Marashal learn the line? If so, it's just okay.
How does
the Marashal learn the line?
Yeah, because that's not talking about Bar Yorah Bar Yimotzi. That's talking about the Terech Zal Mimutl. So for the Terech Zal Mimutl, the Seicher is the one who's there. He's the one who's at hand. So the Terech Zal is Mutl and the one who's there. It's an Ezer Shulse. He's the one who has the ability to be Baidik. But in the Bar Yehuda Yemotzei, which the Gemara is not busy with, that's the Rashi. We're not talking about Bar Yehuda Yemotzei. But the Mashal is discussing, but if there would be a Bar Yehuda Yemotzei, where would it be? This is philosophy. The Gemara itself is busy with Tikkun, not Bar Yehuda Yemotzei. But if there would be a Bar Yehuda Yemotzei, where would it be? So the Mashal learns Pshat and Rashi. Rashi doesn't spell it out. But and the Mashal learns, like it says, Beferish and Taisir Roshan, he was Mechav and Taisir Roshan, Taisir Roshan, parents. The Bar Yehuda Yemotzei would be in the Maskir. Because the Chometz belongs to him. It doesn't belong to the Seichet. It's not the Seichet's Chometz. The Seichet wasn't Mechabal HaKrayis in the Chometz. So there's no reason for the Seichet to be over Bar Yehuda Yemotzei. Rabbeinu David and the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, not in the Ran of the Rif, but the Chiddush Ran, they say that nobody's over Bar Yehuda Yemotzei. Neither the Maskil nor the Seichet. Zelafi Sheinu Shaloi, Zelafi Sheinu Rishusai. They hold that for Bar Yehuda Yemotzei, you need two things. It has to be your Chometz and it has to be in your Rishus. So if the Chometz belongs to the Maskil, but it's not in his Rishus. It's in the Rishus of the Seichet, but it's not his Chometz. So nobody's over Bar Yehuda Yemotzei.
Hey, Rebbe?
Yeah.
According to the Gaon said in Rashi that if it's a Jewish Chometz,
if you're not talking, you should mute your things because I'm getting a lot of background.
Rebbe, according to the Gra who holds that in Rashi that if it's a Jewish Chometz in your Rishus, you're over. Right. Why is it not Pashut that the Seichel would be over because it's in his Rishus and it's another Jewish Chometz?
Yeah, good point. Good point. We'll come to that in a second. Good point. Akoponim, that's how, so the Rabbeinu David and the Ran, they learned that nobody's over by Rabbi Yemotzei. Rashi doesn't say, Rashi says that somebody's over, that's for sure. And Rashi's beferish that somebody's over by Rabbi Yemotzei, except that there's bittul. But if not for the bittul, somebody would be over, but Rashi doesn't spell out who he's talking about. Mashal learns Rashi means the mask, like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Rosh. The Magen Avraham learns that it's the Seichel who's over by Rabbi Yemotzei. The Seicher's over. Why the Seicher? So the Magen Avraham says, because the Maskir, when he leaves, he's Mafkir the Chometz. When he rented out the house, he had in mind to be Mafkir all the Chometz, because it's Erev Pesach. So maybe the Seicher is Zeicher in the Chometz with the King in Chatzar. So the Seicher is the one who's over by Rabbi Yemotzei. It becomes the Seicher's Chometz. So the Makar Chaim asked from the Nesivis, he says, he doesn't understand. The Gemara says, Beferish, Chamiri Day on the Maskir. The tzad that the masker is bodix is chamir didei. How can the Magen Avraham say that the masker guy was mafkir the chometz belongs to the seicher? But there's another way to say that the seicher is over, and that's with the goyin. We already saw that the goyin is medayik and Rashi in a couple of places. The goyin in Tofman Gimel, Sifbeis. The goyin is medayik and Rashi. That Rashi says that when the Gemara says shalcha taroya aval iya taroya aval taroya shalacherim. That if you don't own the chometz, you're not over Bar Yehuda. So the Rashi says because kegoyin shel nochri, goyin shel chometz. But yiddish chometz, Rashi holds you. The goyin's medayik and Rashi. The Rashi holds yiddish chometz you're over even if it's not yours, as long as it's in your shul. So that's good. So that feel the goyin, it would stand to reason that the seichel is over Bar Yehuda by Yemotzei. And then there's another sheet. There's a Teres Chaim that Chayim bring that they're both over Bar Yehuda by Yemotzei. The mask is over because it's mamish is chametz, and the seich is over presumably because it's yiddish chametz. They're both over by Rabbi Yemotzei. So we'll see going forward. But just to know, we have all the possibilities that are represented over here: the mask, the seich, nobody, and both. So that's there's every possibility over here. Every permutation is championed by somebody.
Ready?
Yeah.
How would the opinions who say that's going to be the socher deal with the fact that schiras lo kanya? I mean, because it's not in his rishus at that point.
So if you say especially like the
ones who hold the, especially the ones
like,
who hold that,
oh, so
Rabbi and David who hold that you need both,
right?
How would that work for them?
So the Rabbi and David who say that you need both, so but because it's built on the Gemara, I think that Bobo, the Gemara says that for Bar Yehuda Yemotzei. Even if the Gemara says that by Bar Yehuda Yemotzei, Schiris is a factor. The Gemara is talking about Goyish Shechometz, the special case, Goyish Shechometz, that you're Makabal Achrayis, and you rented it out back to the Goy. So you're not over Bar Yehuda Yemotzei, because even though you're Makabal Achrayis, but you put it in a place where it's not Motzi to you. So the Ran and the Rebbeinu David hold that that's true not only by Goyish Shechamis that you're Mekabel Achrayis, it's true by real Yiddish Shechamis too. If it's not Motzi to you, you're not ever by Rabbi Motzi. So the maskier, it may be it's his chametz, 100% his chametz, but he put it in a place where it's not motzi to him. The soicher, it's motzi to him, but it's not his. That's the rabbi ben adop. Those who hold it here, that both people are over, so they'll learn that the maskier is over because even though it's not motzi to him, but when it's mamish your chametz, you don't have that tonight. That tonight is only tonight, and chametz kibbul of achayis, which is the shittin rishayin. But chametz of the yiddish chametz, it's mamish yours, is your over, even if it's not in your rishus. Or maybe with the mashal, that it is a little bit cold in his yeshus. So I don't know exactly what's going on in that mashal. And the soicher, it is in his yeshus. It's in his yeshus, and it's Yiddish chametz. And that we have the goyin. The goyin says Yiddish chametz in my yeshus amayim. So that's a possibility. We're gonna have to see in Rashi. Rashi is very sosum. What the one thing we know is that Rashi is not the chiddush Rana and Rebbeinu David. Rashi doesn't hold that nobody's over about it. Rashi can't hold that nobody's over about Rabbi Motzi because Rashi's befer is that somebody's over about Rabbi Motzi. What's not so clear in Rashi is who, the maskir, like the mashal understands in Rashi, the seicher, like the Magen Avraham understands in Rashi, maybe both, like the Teres Chaim. That's all ahead of us, but we're getting way ahead. This is just to have some little bit just information. So Akhaparim, the Gemara is the study asafik. The study asafik are, the chometz belongs to the maskir. On the other hand, it's in the rishus of the seicher. The Chaim speaks out, be'etzem, it's shayach to be either one of these people, the maskir and the soicher, are candidates for b'dikus chametz. Meaning, let's say I have a house full of chametz, and I walk away Erev Pesach and I go on vacation. So you don't say, well, since I'm not living there, I'm not chayav b'dikus chametz. I'm still chayav b'dikus chametz. If you go 30 days before, that's the Gemara later on. If you went 30 days before Pesach, so that's a different story. But if you walk away from the house, you still chayav b'dikah. So there's a mokum to milchayav the maskir. It's chamiri day. It's his house. He was here. He was here within 30 days of Pesach. Avada, there's room to be milchayav the maskir, and there's room to be milchayav the soicher. The shailis, but now I have both. So who is it more roy to be matal l'chiyavan? Is it more roy to be matal l'chiyavan the masker, or is it more roy to be matal l'chiyavan the seicher? So Rabbi says, and Rashi speaks out behemshuch that it's a shail of toich zel mimut. This because chometz, we have a choice. We can be matal it on the masker. Chamiri day. We could be matalit on the seicher, yisur b'shusakoy. And whom is it more roy that we should be matalit chiyu b'dik? That's the Gemara's bayah. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Toshma, hamas kebayis l'chavei roy, ala seicher lasis t'loy mezuzah. So Rashi, alma midi de mitzvah le ramiya. So Gemara wants to bring a raya from mezuzah. Mezuzah, you can see the chiyu is on the seicher. So Kashi the fishing shamrosai, he misham rosai, except basically be yoska nichnas viyatsiba. Mezuzah is on the right because that's derech biyoska. Two reasons, Pastor Strauss saying, two reasons. A is misham rosai, we have a goddess chazal, that mezuzah is shomer mibachutz. And mezuzah is shomer. And number two, therefore it's more shayach to the seicher. And number two, you see the Torah is mechayev the mezuzah derech biyoscha, so it's totally in the person who uses the house. Avalocha b'dikas chametz to rabbanon. The imishim bar yobay motzei omel kamen the sagla bebitul bialma. You see if daitim in a mashle ka'afa v'omer kol chamira de beveis adein. Rashi gives a whole explanation of what bitul is. This is the first time in Maseches Tochen that we're learning about bitul, that we're having a mention of bitul. So Rashi explains to us what bitul is in case you don't know what it means. Okay, there's an awful lot going on. So let's just think first about mezuzah. Gemara wants to be patient to shaila from mezuzah. From the fact that by mezuzah you see that ala seicher lasis lei mezuzah, Gemara wants to be patient that by chometz as well the chiv should be on the seicher. So chayra, it's hard to understand. The study asofik by b'dika were chamiri day, versus Isur B'Shusikai. L'chayra, by Mitzvah, so you don't have those studim. Chamiri Day versus Isur B'Shusikai. You don't have that by Mitzvah. So what is the Gemara? How is mezuzah exactly analogous over here? So yichelanu leimar. Maybe we could say that by mezuzah we have these sodom, because maybe at least in Gemara's Havamina, the bias is like the chametz. Bdikas chametz is a chiyuv in the chametz, and mezuzah is a chiyuv in the bias. The bias is the day of the masker, but it's in the rishus of the seifer. So maybe the same stodma we have by Dikas Chometz, and the one is chamir the day, but in the other end is Yisur B'Shusikoi. So maybe those two stodma, the Gemara thinks when it's making this analogy, the Gemara thinks they have the same stodma by mezuzah. It's based on the day of the masker, but based on B'Shusikoi of the seifer. And you see the chivas on the seifer.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
But doesn't Rashi say, though, that the bias belongs to the Socher?
Where does he say that? Oh, before, yeah, bias shaloi. Yeah, I said before, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's like on. So I could use Rashi's lesson also at that bias shaloi if you want. Oh, you're asking, so how can it be on the masker at all? If Rashi is the bias shaloi of the Socher, so then it's shaloi of the Socher by mezuzah too. So the Chayil Chiv should be on the Seicher, not on the Maskin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mestama, that Rashi only means the Bayi Shaloi and Bayi Matzah. It's not literally Shaloi. I mean, it's a Shara Lashon, it's a difficult Lashon Rashi. It's a Shara Lashon, at the Bayi Shaloi. It's not Shaloi. The Gemara says, Chiv is like Anya. So, I don't know exactly what to do with the Rashi, but the Chayil Rashi is only saying that Lashon of a Bayi Shaloi, L'Inyin Bayi Roh Bayi Matzah. But for mezuzah, out of the bias is the shaloi of the bias of Damascus. So maybe that's the mahalach. Maybe that's the simplest mahalach, that the Gemara thinks that the study of Sofik that you have by chametz, you have the same study of Sofik by mezuzah. Chametz not so glattic. By mezuzah, it's a shaila in a derabonon, terech zal mimutl. Like Rashi says, Behemshah. We saw the Rashi just now. So, you know, you have Dikas Chomis and Darabonon. It could be, there's a mokum to be matler on the masker. There's a mokum to be matler on the seicher. So we have a shayla and a Darabonon, and Torech Zeh Ami Mutul, and whom were they matl the Torech of B'dikon? This is a deraisa. So, Yesh Lodon is the mitzvah on the masker, is the mitzvah on the seicher, maybe, but Yesh Lodon Badova. But that's a different shaila. It's a shaila in Hilchas Mezuzah. Is the mitzvah mezuzah on the maskir, or is it on the door? How can you, it's not comparable to Torech Zal Mimutl. It's not, right? That Rashi stresses Torech Zal Mimutl. What does he mean Torech Zal Mimutl? Meaning Rashi doesn't say mitzvah zu al mimutelus, because that's the whole point of Rashi. Dikos Chametz is not a mitzvah. If Dikos Chametz would be a mitzvah, or an Isser by Rabbi Motzei. So then we would have to decide who has the by Rabbi Motzei, and that's the one who has to do Bidiko. So I said, no, but it's not about by Rabbi Motzei. That you took care of with the Bittel. It's a Takon de Rabbonon. The Takon de Rabbonon, because I were matriach somebody to do Bidiko. Tarech Zal Mimutl, whom are they matriach? And that's where Rashi uses the lesson, Tarech Zal Mimutl, not Mitzvah Zuha Mimutelis. But by Mezuzah, it's a mitzvah. So by Mezuzah, the Shaila is not a Mitzvah Zuha Mimutelis, Mitzvah Zuh Michayevis. The mitzvah zu michayev. So it's not the same as Dikas Chametz B'chal. Elim Kane, Neymar, maybe we could say that the Gemara thinks that mezuzah also nobody's really chayev in. The mosque is not chayev in mezuzah because he's not living there. If he's not living there, maybe the mosque is not chayev. Shailu Nishayim, if you're chayiv in mezuzah in a house that you're not living. And maybe the Seicher, the Gemara thinks the Seicher is also not Chayim Midiraisa because it's not his. Even Eli B'demis, Shashalim Tosis and Menachos, if a Seicher is Chayim Midiraisa Midirabonim, because the Gemara says you don't have to put up a mezuzah until after 30 days, a Seicher, because it's only Dirabonim. I mean, it doesn't say it's only Dirabonim, it says only after 30. So Tosis, the pastor says that it must only be Dirabonim, because if you had asked the Marisayan. Because if it was real chiyuv, then why would it wait 30 days? If you buy a house, you don't get 30 days to put up a mezuzah. You have to put it up in the minute you move in. Taisim Nochas says it's sad that maybe not. Maybe schirus, maybe a seicher is chayim midrais. Maybe there's no din you have to own the house for mezuzah. Why do you get this 30-day extension? I don't remember anymore. Taisim Nochas discussing. But al kapanim, it's also a shalim yishayim. Machlekes yishayim. If a seicher is chayim midrais, so maybe the Gemara is going. That nobody's chayim midiraisa, not the masker, not the seicher. It's a chiyuv midirabbanan. And we asked him, boilin, tayach zal mi mutl. And the one who the bias is shalayir, and the one the bias is in his yeshus. Ulai, maybe go, that's such a mahalach ha-machshava. It's a mechudosh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Why can't it be that in that half meaning the Gemara saw that just like the Dika's comment is a mitzvah, this is also a mitzvah, and it wanted to apply it there, and only in the next step does Rashi speak out, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that they're not analogous. And
but then the Gemara should have to say that over here you were mevatel. The thing that Rashi injects that here there's bittel, so there's no bayor by matzah, that's not in the Gemara. So if it's there, it's from the beginning. You can't say that it happens at this step in the Gemara. There's no mention of it in the Gemara. Yeah, some of them want to move. Why did Rashi wait till now? Rashi only says it after the Gemara's Deichem Mezuzim Zuzuchai Vesador, but here it's only Tarek Zalmi Mutl. So why did Rashi wait? He should have said it at the beginning. I'm not sure if it's a Diuk or not a Diuk. It's a Diuk if you want it to be a Diuk. It's not Mukhuk the Diuk. Tell you in a second, maybe even more. Rashi says it now because now he has the Bederech Kushya. Mezuzuchai Vesador. So isn't this also by Rabbi Matzeh? Like, you know, somebody's going to see him. Mezuzah Chayvus Hador. They're going to say, one second, that's Chayvus Hador. So this is also Chayvus Hador, the one who's ever by Rabbi Motzei. So I said, no. By Rabbi Motzei, this bittel. We're not talking about that. But we were never talking about that. It's not that all of a sudden we decided now in the Gemara that we're not talking about it, because that the Gemara would have to spell out. So anyway, so maybe we have here in Mahalach. We'll say the Mezuzah Taka analogous to the Tzavei HaSofik. Because also we have a suffix, the bias is shaloy of the bias like the chometz, so it's bias the day of the maskir, but it's b'shusei koy of the seicher, and it's the same story as suffix. And even though the chayyur, what's the comparison? Mezuzah is a mitzvah, so who's chayiv in the mitzvah? B'dikas chometz is only a tarek zalmi mutl. So we have to say the gemara thinks, or maybe that's the emes, that mezuzah is talking about a chiyuv deraisa. We're not talking about a chiyuv deraisa. Because for chiyuv deraisa, you would have to own the house and live in the house, and you don't have that. Nobody has over here. So it's a shayla tarech zal mimutl. It's also a shayla tarech zal mimutl. And then we'll have to say, so what's the gemara doichet to chayvus hador? The answer of chayvus hador is that it isn't mitzvah on the seicher. You just told me that the seicher is not chayv because that is house. That's Rashi. Yeah, I don't know. That's good for the gemara's mechadish. No. You don't have to own the house. Mezuzah chayvus hador. It's enough that you're living in the house. There's another possibility, and it is, I think, Karvel Amos.
Rebbe,
yeah?
Is it possible that we were using this mezuzah case, even though it might have been a mitzvah, we were just trying to see who would be more roy for it? If we knew by the mezuzah which one the mitzvah would be, which one was going to be mechuyev in the mitzvah, then maybe we could figure out, for our case, who would be more roy for it to be, the tircha to be, what's the word, motel on. Meaning, if we knew by mezuzah who the mitzvah is, who's mechuyev in the mitzvah, then maybe we could figure out who would be more roy for the tikkun hadarbanan to be motel on. Is that possible? You don't have to suggest that it was like not a mitzvah.
Lord thinks. Maybe that's what Rashi means when he says midi the mitzvah alei ramyo. The Gemara thinks that it's a mitzvah bias, And if the mitzvahs abayis is taka mutl on the seicher, so that's a model that for the rabbanis also the mitzvahs abayis should be on the seicher.
Yeah, but Rebbe, then you still have your question of what's this two starting in the Gemara?
Of what?
In the bias. What? You would still have Rebbe's question earlier if you learn like that. What's the bias in the Gemara? You would still have Rebbe's question of what would the bias in the Gemara be? The Seicher doesn't have
anything like this. Maybe we could say. Maybe it's Taka Mahalach. The Gemara, and it would also explain why Rashi puts the Tzvetzel Mimutl, that whole piece after the piece of Amazuzah. Maybe Lechatchila, the Bayi wasn't Terech Zal Mimutl. Terech Zal Mimutl means it's a Rabbanon. Rabbanon could do what they want. Who did they decide to give it to? Lechatchila, the Gemara didn't think of the Gemara of the Bayi that way. Lechatchila, the Gemara thought of it as there's a mitzvah the Rabbanon of Dika. There's a mitzvah derabbanan of Dika. You have to be baidik your chametz from your rishus. Baidik and mevar your chametz from your rishus. And now I have a case where I have a masker and a seicher. So on the one hand, the chametz is shaloi, but it's in the rishus of the seicher. And the shaila is, a mitzvah habayis, And who should a mitzvah habayis be mutl? Because we're thinking, the Gemara Havin was thinking of it as a mitzvah taka. The mitzvah. And the mitzvah derabbanon, a lot of the Gemara knew about bitl, but it's a mitzvah derabbanon. And whom should be matl a mitzvah derabbanon? So the Gemara says, well, you see, by mezuzah, the mitzvah d'oraisa is on the seicher. Alma midi the mitzvah alei ramya, says Rashi. You see that when you have a mitzvah sabayis, and whom is it? And you have a masker and a seicher, the mitzvah sabayis is mutl on the seicher. So, called the tikkun rabbanon came d'oraisa tikkun. The mitzvah sabayis is on the seicher, so the mitzvah sabayis over here should be on the seicher as well. The mitzvah derabbanan should be on the seicher as well. Noah says no. Mitzvah mezuzah be'etzim belongs to the seicher because it's chayvus hador, misham rosoi, and it's derech biyoscha. So there's a logic why this mitzvah. It's not just because it's in his rishus. But because the mitzvah intrinsically is really more the seichers than the maskers. The Gemara not having a thought, it's a mitzvah sabayis. Who's more about, who is the Torah, who are we matl mitzvah sabayis on? The rice even. But the Torah gave a mitzvah sabayis, is the Torah matl it on the masker or on the seicher? On the one hand, the mezuzah is the bias is the maskers. On the other hand, it's in the rishus of the seichers. So, and whom is the Torah matl lechiv? So Gemara said, no. There in the mezuzah, there's a particular reason why the mitzvah belongs to the seicher. Not just because it's Bishu Sekoi, but because he's the Dor. And the Dira has a special role over here. She'en came by Bdikas Chametz. By Bdikas Chametz, it's not because of the Dira. It's Haka Mitzvah Sabayis. Not the Dira has nothing to do with it. It's a Mitzvah Sabayis. And we want to know on whom to be matalit. That's what Rashi says, Torech Zalmi Mutl, meaning, we'll have to say it means that over here the dira doesn't matter. It's not, there's no special reason to be mechayev the seicher more than the maskir. So it's just a shaila on whom to be matul it al mimutul. I don't know why Rashi in this mahalath. I don't know why Rashi stresses teirach zal mimutul. It's not really the issue of teirach. It's mitzvah. Rashi should still use it if it's. I'm not rejecting this mahalath. It's got an interesting mahalath, but. We'll just have to say that the Torah Zal Mimutl, I don't know why Rashi chose those words of Torah. It could be a mitzvah too, but mitzvah Zul, Mimutel us. Maybe some halach.
Rebbe, can
yeah. What?
Can we say still, I mean, with this Mahalath, that Rashi's just explaining that we're still trying to figure out what tier, who's the tier of the motel on, and that's what we were trying to do with Mezuzah, by trying to figure that idea out. But now that we've shown that Mezuzah is not a good model because intrinsically the Socher is Mechuyav, it's not really relevant to us. Now we have, we're back to square one. Atorah Zeh Al Mimotel. Who is this tier of the motel?
Yeah, but I thought that Rashi uses the Lashon Torah Zeh Al Mimotel because he wants to stress that it's not like Mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah. And the mitzvah is Hakan the Socher. Here it's not a mitzvah, so we could do whatever we want. Chazak could do whatever they saw fit. But this Mahalach is based on the idea that, that the Gemara is learning that Dikas Chometz is a mitzvah. It's analogous to mitzvahs mezuzah. And the Gemara thought, oh, so mitzvahs habayis, komidik the mitzvah, le'ramyu. Which is Lashon Rashi taka, midik the mitzvah, le'ramyu, when the Gemara is patient for mezuzah. And the Gemara's answer is just that mezuzah, the deer, is special. The deer has a special role. But we're still busy with the midi de mitzvah. So what are you telling me, Tayyar Mutl? It's not a terrible objection. Could be mahalach taka. If we want to learn, I think if we want to learn that the pshat in mezuzah is that the Gemara thought that the tzadu yosof you can have by mezuzah too. So I think that we have to say something along these lines because mezuzah is taka mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. So how do we think that it's analogous to Bdikas Chometz? So Al Kochel, we're going to have to say that Gemara looked at Bdikas Chometz as a mitzvah also. And it's a mitzvah sabayis. And this is a mitzvah sabayis. So Gemara thought, oh, the same stodim. The bayis belongs to the maskir, but it's b'shus of the seichem. So over here, here's not the bayis, here's the chometz. But the chiv is on chometz, to get the chometz out of the house. It's also a mitzvah sabayis. So to evacuate the chometz from the bayis. The Moshe Shaila, such a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, is it on the mask or is it on the Seicher? The mask is chometz, but the Seicher is Rishus. Then we have to say, the Gemara's tchi is that by schiris, the deer is a special thing. By mezuzah, the schiris, the deer is a special thing. The alternative to all of this, there's a way around to avoid all of this. And that's to say that the Gemara never thought that mezuzah has the same study of tzofik as you have by Bdikas Chometz. The study of suffer by Bdikas Chometz or Tarech Zalmi Mutl, is it right to be matal of on the maskir or is it right to be matal of on the secher? And there's nothing like that by Mrs. The Gemara was being patient to Shaila from a different Mokim Bechal, from left field. The Gemara was saying, what's the difference if it's more right to be Mechayev, to be Mechayev the maskir or it's more right to be Mechayev the secher? Mezuzah is for sure more right to be Mechayev the maskir. It's the mitzvah of the maskirs. And yet the din is that the Seicher puts up the mezuzah. So you see that kol midi de mitzvah le ramiyot, that's a new svar the Gemara is introducing now. That you see that even things that are on the maskir, be'etzem, fundamentally the maskir's responsibility, because the Gemara thought that the mezuzah is for sure the mitzvah of the maskir, not of the Seicher. And yet who does it? The Seicher. Why? Because the Seicher is the one who's there. So you see that even things that be'etzem belong to the maskir, the Seicher takes care of. So therefore, says the Gemara, so we can be patient to Shaila, not from one of the Tzadi HaSafik. The Tzadi HaSafik were, who's more roi to be Mechayev, the Masker or the Seicher? The Gemara wants to say, even if you'll tell me that the Masker is more roi to be Mechayev, Mezuzah also is more roi to be Mechayev, the Masker, and Mezuzah's mitzvah is a Masker. And yet, kol midi the mitzvah is on the Seicher. Kol midi, all mitzvahs are biased around the Seicher. So it's a new achram and atzad that the Gemara is saying, the Tzadi HaSafik are irrelevant. Because there's a new svara that everything is done by the seicher, because the seicher is the one who's living there. So even the things that belong to the maskir are delegated to the seicher. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Mezuzah is not a chiv on the maskir. It's a chiv tak on the seicher in the first place, because it's a chiv sador. And now we revert back to the original tzadi asofik. And Rashi speaks out, and what is tzadi asofik? K'tarech zel, mi mutl.
Rabbi, when was there ever a habit to say that the mezuzah is on the mask in the first place?
When was there ever a habit to say that what? That mezuzah on the mask here? Yeah, we'll say yeah. That was Pasha the Gemara. Before the Gemara knew Chayv Sador, the passage is mezuzah is a chiv and the one who owns the house. That's the Gemara thought. B'pshuta that the mezuzah is a chiv and the one who owns the house. The Gemara is mechayr said it's not true, it's a Chayv Sador.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, "Mezuzah chayv esador, lefishim shemosi, and so on." Aval hachob dikas chomis derabbanon. The imishim barua by motzei ha'amel lakam and the sagla bebitul baal. Misir daitim nei umashle kafra ba'amel kol chamir and so on. Rabbanon the atzuch dikas. Ki aygavnu yivodon toyach zal mimutu. So I told you before, the mashal learns pshat in Rashi that the one who's over barua by motzei is the masker. So what's going on? So it's masker. So according to Mashal, Rashi is bothered that Avada the masker should be Baidik. Because he's the one who's everybody Rabbi Matzi. So Rashi said, no, this bitul, the masker is not everybody Rabbi Matzi either. It's not a Shiloh Bali Rabbi Matzi. But if it would be a mitzvah on the masker, if there would be Bali Rabbi Matzi on the masker, then it would be a double poshut that the mask would have to. Would have to be Baidik. Why is this such a double pasuk? Especially in the last one we're learning. Mezuzah, the Gemara initially thought is for sure a mitzvah on the masker. And yet the Gemara wanted to be patient that midi the mitzvah lei ramya, that everything is delegated to the seicher. So I want to say the same thing over here, by Rabbi Motz is on the masker. Taka, but midi de mitzvah l'ramya, everything's delegated to the seicher. If you're going to learn the second mahalach, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to learn the second mahalach that I'm suggesting, we have two mahalachim in the Rashi, and we have two mahalachim in the Gemara, but the comparison to mezuzah. The first mahalach, plan A, is that the comparison to mezuzah is that mezuzah itself, the Gemara thinks it has the same stubbi as sofik. By the way, Dovi was saying before, because Bdika is also a mitzvah derabbanon, so it's a shayla about mitzvah sabayis and whom are they mutl. Whatever it is, but the mahalach was that you have the same study of sofik by mezuzah. And the more is that mezuzah, there's a special consideration that it's a mitzvah dira, so it's only on this, it's not a mitzvah that belongs to the maskir at all. But the dimming was that we have the same study of sofik. And then the tchia was, the same study as Sofik. Maybe mitzvahs mezuzahs on the masker, maybe mitzvahs mezuzahs on the seicher. So then I understand the mashal. The mashal is bothered over here, the mitzvahs on, by because chometz, what do you mean? The mitzvahs on the masker, for sure only on the masker. Oh, it wasn't Dovi, it was Daniel Greenfield. Okay. From Dovi's computer. Everybody's messed, it's a little bit confusing. When you won't be masked, I won't have any excuses. So 1 second. So if you learn that way, so then I understand the mashal. Mashal is saying, 1 second, by Rabbi Motzi, altogether it's only a mitzvah on the masker. It's his by Rabbi Motzi. There's no tzadi asofik. So he says, no, by Rabbi Motzi is out of the picture. But if you learn the second plan, plan B, that when the Gemara wanted to be issued from mezuzah was not from the tzadi asafik. The tzadi asafik you don't have by mezuzah. The Gemara was a new idea that mezuzah for sure belongs to the masker because it's vavada mitzvah samasker, but it still gets delegated to the seicher because midi de mitzvah lei ramyo. Then the Gemara answers, no, it's not true because by mezuzah is on the seicher. But al kapanim, you see, the Gemara had a mokum to say that outside of the tzadi asafik, the tzadi asafik are who's more roy to mechayim. But then they want to be patient in that sad that even by mezuzah, it's for sure the mitzvah of the masker, but still it gets delegated to the seicher. So then what's bothering the mashal? So maybe by Rabbi Motzi, he's stuck on the masker. And it's his mitzvah to be baidik. But it gets delegated to the seicha because kol midi de mitzvah le'ramya. Some of the answer is that Rashi learned that even though if the Gemara wanted to make a hachram in atzad, mezuzah is like coming out of left field. Oh, you see a brand new svar midi de mitzvah le'ramya. And that we swatted away. We said, no, mezuzah is not analogous. So the pastor says that we revert to the original study of Suffolk. We're not now juggling three tzadim. Maybe it's on the masker, maybe it belongs more to the masker, maybe it belongs more to the soicher, and maybe it belongs to the masker, but it gets delegated to the soicher because the mitzvah l'ramya. The Gemara had such a hamina in the beginning when it wanted to be peshit min atzad from mezuzah. But the Gemara was deflected that. The Gemara said, no, mezuzah is different. It's a chayvah sador. So what do we revert to? Avada, we don't now have new tzadim that we're not now handling a new, that new tzad. Avada, we're reverting back to handling the original Sadeh HaShtofik, which were, do we say that it's Hamiri day, so it's more roi to the masker, or do we say that it's Beshusekoi of the Seicher, so it's more roi to the Seicher? So Rashi asks, according to the Mashal, what do you mean? Within the framework of the original Sadeh HaShtofik, Avada belongs more to the masker, because the masker is the one who's everybody, Rabbi Yimotze. So Rashi says, no, that bit took care of. Now we're in a world of Tarech Zami Mot.
Is Rebbe saying that Bidika is for Bali Rabbi Mati here?
No. Bidika is not Bali Rabbi. That's the whole point. The Karash is asking, isn't Bidika Bali Rabbi Mati? So I said, no, Bali Rabbi Mati is out of the picture. He did Bidika. Bidika is a new Shaila. Tarech Zami Mot. That could be the mask, but could be the Seicher. It's nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Mati.
What's the reason we're doing Bidika?
What?
Is it us who love the Mechla? What's the chashash for that we have to be right.
There's the big question. One of the big questions at Rashi. One of the big questions at Rashi is, what do I care that you did Bittul? So now Bdik is only the Rabbanon. But what's the reason for the Rabbanon? Rashi in that base said Shuli Yavre by Rabbi Motzi. And if the masker is the one who's everybody by Rabbi Motzi, so if out of the masker is the one who has to do Bittul, the Takana Bittul is Shuli Yavre by Rabbi Motzi. Whatever the Hezbir is, why don't we rely on Bittul, Shemalev Atabalev Sholem, Shema Yishkach, Shema Yimolech, the various theories. But whatever it is, but Rashi is Beferish and Dabbez, that the purpose of Dikah Shaliyavar Bar Yobay Motzi. So what does Rashi gain over here? Rashi says, no, we're not worried about Bar Yobay Motzi Midaraisa because Bittul Yal Masagi. So what are we worried about? We're worried about Bar Yobay Motzi Midarabonon. What's the difference Bar Yobay Motzi Midaraisa or Bar Yobay Motzi Midarabonon? If Rashi thinks that if it will be a Bar Yobay Motzi Midaraisa, it will belong to the masker. So now that it's only a Bar Yobay Motzi Midrabbanon, it should also belong to the masque.
Why? Yeah. No, but Rabbi, didn't we say last time that it could be that it's another Dirabbanon that's not exactly Bar Yobay Motzi, but it's connected to it, and that's why Shlo Ya'avor, so you're not over on Bar Yobay, but it's not actually a
Dirabbanon. Maybe. We may be driven to that. But I want to, we don't know, we're running out of time. I think we ran out of time. But I want to go, in order to, I want to, at the end of the day, we might have to say but it needs a hasbara. It needs a hasbara. If the takana is shaliyaber by Rabbi Motzi, so lechayer the takana should be mutl on the masker because the takana is for his benefit. But it's not exactly the same as if it was a deraisa. If it was a deraisa, you mamish over by Rabbi Motzi, and you'd be baidik to save yourself from by Rabbi Motzi with deraisa. Now it's only a derabbanon, and maybe you won't be mavatla b'leiv shalom. So with derabbanon, we're matzich b'dikah. At the end of the day, it's a derabbanon. And it's a rabbanon for the masker. It's for the masker's chomus that he shouldn't be over by Rabbi Motzi. So avada should be on the maskers. Avada should be on the masker. What's the svara that it should be on the seicher? Mashal, especially I think, by Rabbi Motzi is on the masker. What svara is that in mechayev the seicher? B'shusikoy. What's b'shusikoy have to do with by Rabbi Motzi? The masker's the one who's over by Rabbi Motzi. So that's we're gonna have to think about. Yeah, that's part of the avodah over here. Okay, I think we ran out of time. So just a quick summing up. So we had, as far as the comparison to mezuzah, we had two ways to learn the Gemara. What does Gemara want from mezuzah? So one mahalach is that the Gemara thinks that by mezuzah you have this, broadly speaking, plan A is that the Gemara thinks that study and suffered by Bdikas Chometz are the same study, those same study of Suffolk should apply to Mezuzah. So we're being machriah, the Suffolk from within, we're being mechriya from mezuzah, we're being mechriya the sofik from within the study of sofik. And the problem there is that l'chayr is not, it's not really analogous. Mezuzah is a mitzvah deraisa. It's either on the maskir or it's on the seicher. There's no, l'chayr is hard to imagine that it's on both, wherever we decide that we want to give it to. It's either on the maskir or on the seicher. Tikkus chametz, Rashi tells us, is really a derabbanan. L'toyach zal mimutl, chazal can be matl on whoever they want. On whomever they want. So how can you bring in a, how can you bring a raya from mezuzah? Said that maybe it's like a kein deraisa tikkun, that it's a, this is a mitzvah, mezuzah, mitzvah sabayis, and this and chametz is a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz from the bayis. And if I see that the Torah was matal mitzvah mezuzah on the seicher, so you see that mitzvah sabayis are mutal on the seicher and not on the maskil. The Gemara is doicha, and the Gemara says, no, schiris is not totally, schiris is, the mezuzah is different because the dira is what makes the chiyuv. So it's the fact that it's not that it's in his reshus versus his bias. It's whose dira is it? Avad is the dira of the soicha. Shankin mechomets, we're not really busy with the dira. We're busy with the chayvus habayis. And in the bias is a maskir and a soicha. So mela, we go back to, we're not be able to, we're never, we're not paishut the shayla yet. But we never left the study of sofik. Everything was within the study of sofik. And then Rashi asks, "Well, by, isn't Bayor Bayimotzi also more on the, more on one than the other? So it's like mezuzah. There's a chayvus hador. There's a special factor over here that it, there's a, the person is being over Bayor Bayimotzi. According to the mashal, that the masker is being over Bayor Bayimotzi. So like this, so just like by mezuzah, there's a special factor of dira over here. There's a special factor of Bayor Bayimotzi. So Rashi says, no, bittul bialmasagi. You did bittul, so that went away. And now you have the shayla toyach zeh mimutl." And this ma'alach, the Torah Zal Mimutl, a little bit is rough, because it's not a Torah Zal Mimutl. Mitzvah Zu, Al-Mimutl, tell us. What's the stress on Torah Zal Mimutl? Plan B is that the Gemara has it, that study asofik are not in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are different. The study asofik are in Torah. You have a takonis chazal, the chatchil of the shal is Torah Zal Mimutl. Chazal could be matla on the maskir, they could be matla on the seicher. Who's the more right to be matla? Who's a more roi for Chazal to be matul the tircha b'dikas chametz on? That lechatchil is the baya. It's not a baya in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have their address. We have to decide if the mitzvahs, when you have a mitzvah, you have to decide one person's chayav in the mitzvah. But loyal zen adonim. We're being down to something that's not a mitzvah. It's just a takon and a rabban on it. And who's a more roi to be chayav? The mask of the seicher. The Gemara wants to be patient for mezuzah from a different place. I mean, that's sad. That you see by mezuzah is for sure a mitzvah hamaskir. And yet we say that since the seicher is there and he's the one who's on the spot, so everything that the maskir is supposed to do becomes delegated to the seicher. So even if we were matl the teirich of b'dikas chametz on the maskir, even if we would be matl that on the maskir, it would get delegated to the seicher. Kavachayim mezuzah is a lot of chiyuv on the maskir and it gets delegated to the seicher. So b'dikas chametz, even if we matl it on the maskir, it's going to be delegated to the seicher anyway. So the Gemara wants to make the shayla irrelevant. So Mar Zdoicha, no, a mezuzah is taken out of mitzvah in the maskir. Mezuzah is a chiyuv on the seicher. So of course the seicher has to do it. But that's nothing to do with us. We're not busy with mitzvahs. We're busy with a takon of the rabban and a toyek zal mimutl. Who's it right to give to? If it's right to give to the maskir, it'll be by the maskir. If it's right to give to the seicher, it'll be by the seicher. Then it's geshmak the loss of toyek zal mimutl. It's coming lehadgosh azu that is not a mitzvah. If it would be a mitzvah, then it would have one address and one address only. It's a Torah. A Torah could be, we could go either way. I mean, a mitzvah, we would have to define in other terms. If it would be a mitzvah, we would have to decide an other way, in other ways, on whom is the mitzvah. It would have nothing to do with Abaye Shaloi or Bishusikoi. We would have to decide on the Gidrei mitzvah, where the mitzvah is. Bayu Abaye Motzu, the Moshe, would tell us that it's on the maskir, because Bayu Abaye Motzu is on the maskir. But the whole Adgosh of Rashi, you know, this is not a mitzvah, it's just a Torah. Torah Zeh, we have a choice. Torah Zeh, we can be matl on the one that it's chamir today. We can be matl it on the one who's, we can be matl it on the one that it's bishus ekoi. That gosh of Torah Zeh mimutl is much more geshmak. Rashi means wants to bring out. It's not like mitzvahs. Mitzvahs by Rabbi Matzil Moshul is a mitzvah. The mitzvah by Rabbi Matzil is one person who has by Rabbi Matzil. It's nothing to do with the shayla with the sadeh asofik. mezuzah, there's one person who's chayav mezuzah, nothing to do with the tzadi ha-safa. But this is a tayach could be either one. Because, forget, because the Gemara thought that mezuzah really is a chiva, is a mitzvah on the mask. That's what the Gemara wanted to be patient in a chutz. Mezuzah, the Gemara thought, no, it's a tzadi ha-safa when we have tayach. Because by a tayach, we could go either way. We have the freedom to give it to the masker or the seicher. Who should we give it to? The Gemara wanted to be patient in that even if we gave it to the masker, but it's legara from mezuzah, which is a vada mitzvah in the maskir, and yet there's a halacha that kol mitzvah sabayis, alei ramya, that everything that has to be done for the house, even mitzvahs of the maskir, get delegated to the seicher. So even if it'll be matalat the kishchamas in the maskir, it's going to get delegated to the seicher anyway, so the bayis is irrelevant. We're rendering the bayis moot. No, it's not true. It's takanat a mitzvah on the maskir. It's a mitzvah on the seicher. It's a mitzvah on the seicher. End of story. If it's a mitzvah on the seicher does it. If it's a mitzvah on the maskir does it. There is no svara that everything is delegated to the seicher. To the extent that it's a mitzvah, it has to be done by the person who's the baal achiv. In fact, Rashi, so one second, so by baal yirah, by yimotzi, there is a baal achiv, the one who's over baal yirah, by yimotzi. So Rashi says, no, here there is no baal achiv. So here's the child, terech zeh mimutl, terech zeh mimutl. We have the freedom. We can give it to the maskir. We can give it to the seicher. The shaitis of Rashi, I think it's very geshmak. Also, you see, when Rashi was pushed from mezuzah, when the woman wanted to be pushed from mezuzah, and Rashi said, Alma kol midi de mitzvah le ramya. It's a new lashon. Rashi doesn't say, Alma, you see that the mitzvahs go on the one that is b'shus ekot. Like, you know, within the language of the Baya. Rashi now has a new language. Kol midi de mitzvah le ramya. He invents new language for the way the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to be pushed from mezuzah. Because it's a new tzad. The original tzad was Bishusekoi versus Didei. Chamiu Didei versus Bishusekoi. And whom should we give the Torah? Who's more right to give the Torah? The Gemara wants to be patient that there's a new Svara, that Kol Midi Nimitz Alei Ramya, that he's the super, he's the guy who's living there, he has to take care of everything. Pshitus Min Atzal. Gemara says, that's not true. Mezuzah is a different reason why the Seicher does it. Not because there's a new Svara of Kol Midi Nimitz Alei Ramya, because in fact it's his mitzvah. And if it's his mitzvah, then end the story, it's his mitzvah. But over here, it's nobody's mitzvah. It's a shayla of a Torah. A Torah we have the freedom to give to whoever we want. And now Rashi speaks out. What do you mean it's nobody's mitzvah? It's the mitzvah of the one who has Bar Yirah Bar Yimotzi. So Rashi says, no, that's not true. Okay, we went over time. Hi, everybody should be well. Have a great Shabbos. And see you after Shabbos.
You ready?
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.